Hello.
Hi, Ms. Baki?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Adam. I'm calling because I believe you spoke with a team member of mine yesterday in regards to the new energy program. How's your day going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm actually just calling because you were supposed to receive a notice in the mail about the recent wildfires. Did you happen to get that one yet?
I'm not sure. I just get too many emails and I really don't catch up with all of that.
No,
Maybe not.
absolutely. I'm the same way. I don't blame you. I'm actually just I'm calling because that within that notice, it's stating that the utility companies are raising the rates by 22% just to recoup from the damages of those fires. Now, all that really means is your power bill is going to be going up. But do you recall like how much you paid on your latest power bill?
Oh, I pay a lot because I have an electric car and I have a pool, so
Gotcha. Now that will definitely do it to you. I'll tell you that. Okay. I mean, if you had to put a dollar amount, would you say that it's over like 200, 300,
it's
anything?
over 400.
Over 400. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, again, that's a really high bill. Ultimately, that's why we're reaching out. What it is we're doing right now is we're helping homeowners here in the area qualify for this new government endorsed solar program where you no longer have to take a loan out or come out of pocket to get solar. It's just designed for you to eliminate that high bill that you're paying and swap it out for a cheaper monthly bill. The thing is, you would have to qualify, and that's exactly why we're reaching out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the problem is here that I reached out to solar companies before, and I am actually being honest with you, planning to sell this house, so I'm not trying to invest anything on this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And let me ask you this, right? So you mentioned that you're planning to sell. Do you know how soon you're looking to sell?
Probably in the next 6 months.
In the next 6 months or so? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the way that you can actually benefit with this program is you'd be a perfect fit for it simply because, one, there's no initial investment you're making, so you're not taking a loan out for it. What it's designed for you to do is if you're planning to sell, it'll help you save money from day one up until that time comes that you do look to sell. And I'm sure when you sell, you're looking to get the maximum amount for your property, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what this program will allow you to do. The reason that is because now you're going to be lowering the utility cost for the next homeowner, which is going to help raise the value of the property, which will now allow you to sell it for more. And it's fully transferable. So you wouldn't have to pay it off. It's simply just designed for you to pay for cheaper power. And when you plan to sell, transfer that over to the next homeowner, and it'll help you sell it at a higher cost. So that's the way you can actually benefit from it. So that's why, again, we're reaching out. It seems like you're paying a really high bill. Obviously, for the time being, you'll still be paying that. And the way you can benefit from it is that at least from right now up until you sell, you'll be able to cut down, put some more money back into your pocket, and then even get more out of your property.
So how does that work?
So the way that it works is basically what we do is we help schedule you a better date and time where we have an energy consultant go out for about 45 minutes. They break down the program for you. They answer any questions that you have, and they'll actually get more into detail on how you can benefit from if you plan to sell. It's just more about helping you find a better date and time for that. Are you usually more free in like the morning times or afternoon times?
So let me ask you this question, because we are right by the golf course and we get a lot of those, we get hit, our house get hit by the golf balls, and we
Gotcha.
have sometimes our roof breaks, because they hit it. And like if we install solar, that was one of the main reasons that I think we didn't do it in the past, because we were afraid that they may break the solar panel.
Gotcha. Okay, absolutely. I mean, yeah, so I do see here because I did want to check an overall site just so I can get a better understanding of the situation. That is something that could be an issue for you, I will say, just and I wouldn't want to lie to you, right? Because you do have a golf course here, and it is possible that the golf balls can hit. But again, yeah, if that's the case, then it probably wouldn't be the best fit for you. I mean, the one thing I will say though is you do have neighbors here that I can see that actually have solar and they're a lot closer, so you still can take advantage of it. It's just more dependent if you're open to taking a look into it. Because with these programs, again, I am seeing around here a lot of your neighbors actually do have solar, and they're a lot closer to the actual golf course.
I don't know. So how does this program work? You said you don't have to get a loan, like get qualified, the government
Great, great,
something.
great
How does
question.
that work?
Yeah, great question. So the way that it works is super simple. So you know how you pay every single month to, I believe it's Edison, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So it would be exactly what you're doing with Edison. The only difference now is instead of you paying them at a higher cost, that bill will now be eliminated and swapped out for a cheaper monthly solar bill. The thing is, you would have to qualify for it, and my job is to verify a few details just to make sure that you'd be a good fit for that. So, like for example, as far as the title here on Poppy Street, would you happen to be the homeowner on title? Okay, great. And as far as the actual like condition of the roof, is there any leaks on that? Is there any damages on that?
No.
Okay. And since these programs are government endorsed, you do need to have a standing credit score of 650 or higher. Do you feel like you'd meet that requirement?
I'm sorry, I was paying attention. Give me one second because I'm actually working.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Okay, I didn't pay attention what you said. Go ahead.
Okay. So you would need to have a standing credit score of 650 or higher just because these programs are government endorsed. Do you feel like you'd meet that requirement?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, that's not a problem. And then it's just to make sure that you would be getting a lot of sunlight exposure on the roof. And from what I see, it seems like you guys do.
We do.
Okay.
We just got unlucky with the golf course. I don't know.
No, yeah, I totally hear you on that. And I can see here. But it is very interesting because I'm looking around and around the whole block, a lot of people do actually have solar. And from what I'm looking at, they have it in the back, which is very interesting. But okay. I mean, ultimately, Ms. Baki, what my job is to do is really, again, just to help you find a better day and time where we can have a consultant break all of this information down for you. That way you can see if this is even something you can, you know, get approved for to help you cut down on the power bill in the meantime, up until that time comes that you plan to sell. But usually the consultation takes about 45 minutes. If you had time like that, is that more in like the morning times or the afternoon times?
Afternoon after 2 p.m.
Usually after 2 p.m. Okay. Let me double check here for you. Now, as far as after 2 p.m. goes, I do see here that we have a. Would you have some availability maybe tomorrow at 2 p.m.?
Oh no, till weekends normally I'm out.
No, absolutely. That's not a
Yes,
problem. Not a
I am.
problem. I do see here that we have Monday open at 3 o'clock if after two works for you.
No, Monday I have already something on my schedule. I cannot do Monday either.
Okay.
Tuesday, no, sorry, give me one second here.
Yeah, Tuesday looks open from what I'm seeing right now.
Tuesday,
Okay.
like after 3 p.m.
Sure. I see here you mentioned Tuesday after 3. What I do have here is I do have 4 open if that works for you.
Yeah, that's
Okay. So then what I'll do for you then is I'll schedule you in for Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now the only thing we would really need present there is just the power bill. Do you do that one online or do you do it by mail?
online.
Okay. So I'm actually going to send you a confirmation text letting you know it's set for Tuesday at 4. If what you can do for me is since you do the bill online, if you can just send a bar graph screenshot of the bar graph portion of the bill, I believe it's on page 3. That's what's going to help us determine how you can cut down on the power bill and, you know, see how much you can save with the program, right? So if you can send that over, that would be great.
If something comes up that I want cancel and then reschedule it. Do I call? How do I do that?
So we're going to be in contact through here on text, and we also have to send you a confirmation text letting you know that the consultant will be on the way. So that's how we can be in contact as well.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then lastly, of course, right, I just want to make sure that I'm putting you down here for Tuesday at 4 p.m. I do want to make sure that that would be the best possible time for you, just because we do work as a first come, first serve appointment basis, right? So any homeowner that doesn't meet takes advantage of another homeowner that could. So I do want to make sure Tuesday at 4 works best for you.
My son is home watching TV.
Oh, no worries.
Turn up the TV, you know, the volume. I'm sorry. What was the last? I get distracted so quickly.
No worries. Yeah, no, absolutely. So all I was saying was I do want to make sure, right, since we're all set for Tuesday at 4 p.m., we do work as a first-come, first-serve appointment basis, so any homeowner that doesn't meet takes advantage of another homeowner that could. So I do want to make sure that that time just works best for you.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. And what I'm going to do right now for you then is I'll go ahead and send you that confirmation text letting you know it's set, and we'll go from there. If you can give me a like or thumbs up on the message, that'll be great.
So would this be a, like you guys, we'll send someone here, or it will be just an online or phone call?
So we would be sending a consultant there. And if you'd like, I can also send you the name of the consultant. That way you're aware of who would be coming by.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
So for this, there is no charge or anything.
Correct. It's just a cut down of your power bill. Correct. You're just
I'm talking about the consultation, you know, doing all of this first.
Oh no, yeah, there's no charge for the consultation. So the so on Tuesday at 4, the consultant will go by. His name is Bashoy. He's going to sit down with you, break down the entire program, and answer any questions that you have. And since it is about 4 days out, I'll still also make sure to call you that day just to give you that reminder that he's on the way.
Okay.
Just because
so
I know obviously the weekend will go by.
He will go over things, and what would happen after? He will give me a quote, and you have to run my credit. How does this work?
So what's going to happen is he's going to present you the quote. He's going to answer any questions that you have, and ultimately, if you can qualify, they would just do that soft credit check. So it's not a hard inquiry or anything. It's just to make sure that you qualify in terms of having a 650 or higher.
Okay, so what is the qualification? Like, what do you mean? Do you have to have, like, an income, like, certain?
No.
What is it exactly?
So, yeah, so you know the way it works, it's not in regards to income anymore. It was just in regards to making sure that you have a standing credit score of 650 or higher, and then also being the homeowner on title.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, right, on Tuesday at 4, he'll come by and break that down for you. And then as well, since it is a couple of days out, I'll still reach out to you on Monday just to give you that reminder, because I know obviously the weekend goes by and, you know, things come up. So that's not a problem.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'll go ahead and send that text right now. Again, if you can just give me a like on the message or a thumbs up, that way I know you got it, that'll be great.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you. Sounds good. Then we look forward to seeing you Tuesday at 4.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.